It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Residents of Superior were allowed back into their homes this morning after a fire and a round of explosions at the Husky Energy oil refinery yesterday. There were no reported fatalities, but a number of people were injured and taken to area hospitals. Here's Jim Payne, the mayor of Superior, speaking today.
It took many, many hands putting this together and making sure that there were zero fatalities, that the injuries that were sustained there were small in number and were treatable. Everybody's going home right now. In one of the largest disasters this community has ever seen, everybody is going home the next day.
We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. If you are part of this story or near this story, are you in or near Superior? Were you yesterday? Did you hear or feel the explosion, see the smoke plume? Did you evacuate yourself? And what questions do you have as you make your way back home? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Danielle Kading is a reporter for WPR News in Superior. She's following this story. Danny, thanks for joining us on this again.
Hi, Rob.
So what ended up happening? How many evacuations were there, and when did they come to an end, Danny?
Well, the evacuation was put in place mid-afternoon yesterday after they realized that the fire had reignited at the refinery initially after they had received reports of a small tank explosion earlier in the morning. They said that they were able to put that fire out and that the scene was stable, but then afternoon that fire reignited, and so they were watching weather patterns and wind in the area because the fire was around some product that they were concerned about. One of those tanks contained hydrofluoric acid, according to Douglas County's Emergency Management Director Keith Kessler. So they ended up evacuating a portion of the city, mostly South Superior. They evacuated 10 miles south of the refinery and an area 6 miles wide, and that lasted through the night until 6 a.m. this morning when that evacuation order was finally lifted.
And UW-Superior ultimately ended up evacuating too, is that right?
Yeah, actually we got kicked out of our station yesterday afternoon around 4 or 5 o'clock because we were all of a sudden in the evacuation zone. So yeah, all of the students and people who were in the affected area were advised to go from UW-Superior to the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center in Duluth. And then that served as a temporary shelter for those who needed it.
And classes at local schools in UW-Superior, did I hear this right, they ended up being canceled today?
Yes, they were canceled today. The students were allowed to return to the residence halls as of noon today, but the Superior School District canceled classes as well as Northwestern and Maple. And so, you know, they had made this decision yesterday when the evacuation order was in place because they wanted to play it safe in case anything were to happen. And those tanks were to let go, they wanted to make sure people were out of the area.
You told us yesterday about some potentially dangerous chemicals there if those tanks had caught fire. What are officials saying now about air quality today?
Well, they set up air quality overnight, and they had teams from the refinery and the US EPA who were conducting air quality monitoring and preliminary reports from that. And what we're hearing this morning at a press conference are that there's no reason to be concerned, that they're finding very low trace levels of volatile chemicals or dust or particulates from the smoke from that fire. And so there's nothing that they say is raising any concerns or any or poses any health risks. However, for first responders or people who are near the refinery right now, they are wearing personal monitor alarms to alert them if any of those concentrations do get into the a zone where they may need to take some precautions and leave the area. But right now we're hearing that the air quality looks good from the US EPA. They're continuing to do monitoring. And there's also people there who are doing water quality sampling. According to Superior's Fire Chief Steve Panger, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking at water quality today.
At the refinery itself, is the fire completely out now?
The fire is completely out. Yes, there was another small fire that broke out later in the evening, but as far as we know, everything was secure. As of 8:15 this morning, the Superior Fire Chief said that the scene was secure and that everything looked good. However, it still remains pretty hot, You know, you're dealing with fuels out there, so the temperatures can reach several thousand degrees, he said. So they're monitoring it for the next 24 hours because they want to make sure that they're there if there is another flare-up.
Now, as we've heard, thankfully no fatalities reported at this fire, these explosions. Some people were did go to the hospital. Do we have any updates on the people who were injured in this?
From the people that were injured, we're told by Essentia Health spokeswoman Maureen Tallarico that they had at least 16 people who were treated for injuries related to the fire at the refinery yesterday. One of those individuals sustained some serious injuries from the blast, but was last reported in good condition. There's a lot of conflicting numbers out there right now, but that's what we have from the Twin Ports Area Hospital.
Talking to Danielle Kading, WPR's reporter in Superior, about the Husky Refinery fire and explosions yesterday and the aftermath. And you can join in at 800-642-1234, especially if you've experienced this yourself. Were you evacuated yesterday in the Superior area? Do you have family or friends who were working at the refinery? Call in and tell us about it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. Coming up, we'll look at what's coming up next in this story, what kind of investigations now are going to be underway. Danielle Kading will bring us up to date on that. We continue our conversation about the refinery fire in Superior yesterday. Danielle Kading is with us, WPR reporter based there. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you live in the area? Did this affect you? Did you see the smoke plume? Do you or someone you know work at that refinery? 800-642-1234, or let us know if you were evacuated. We'll go to our callers now. Tom is with us in Port Wing. Tom, hi.
Hi. I have a question for you and Danielle in regards to why, in light of, you know, terrorism and the protesting against Line 3, why does the city of Superior and the state of Wisconsin allow Stinson Avenue to run a public road right through the refinery? Why is that Homeland Security not shut that road down years ago?
Tom, thanks for the call. Danielle, I don't know if anybody's looked into that, but is that true? There's kind of a public access or a public road that runs right through the refinery area?
There is a road that runs along it on the north side, and along it there's Stinson Avenue and Hill Avenue. There are a number of businesses on Hill Avenue, and also if you go along Stinson Avenue, that's where the refinery and the Enbridge terminals are. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin did comment about how close it was to the facility, and she noted this morning when she visited Superior that, you know, it was built in the 1950s and 1951, so they probably weren't thinking about residential areas at that time. It definitely is close to the city. I don't know if I can comment on why as to the layout of it. It's an industrial area.
Thanks for that call. I want to look at what happens now, Danielle. You shared some audio from Colin Shady, refinery manager at Husky Energy, talking about what cleanup is going to look like there.
From a cleanup standpoint, certainly the first thing we have to do is get in and do an assessment. We need to really understand what we have to work with, and from there we will use the employees, you know, as a workforce, and also as we typically have in the past, we do use a fair amount of the Superior contractors.
Do we have, Danny, any kind of timeline on when that cleanup really gets going and how long it might take?
Well, the cleanup has started today. The U.S. EPA is there along with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and Dave Morrison, who I mentioned before, he's the federal on-scene investigator. He said that there are a number of things that they're considering with the environment there, basically that they are watching for residual oil or firefighting product or sheens that might be running from the refinery in ditches down through Newton Creek or to the Hog Island Inlet. The U.S. Coast Guard set up a boom yesterday to catch any of that product, and they're going to be cleaning that up and putting that into frac tanks to make sure that that's not affecting the environment. So that's one of the things that they're doing today. As the refinery manager noted, they're assessing the situation at the refinery and where things are at before they really get into the cleanup and the incident investigation. Although the U.S. Chemical Safety Board has deployed a four-person team to the city, and they will be investigating things like appropriate federal or state regulations that would apply to how this refinery operates. And they're also going to look at if there's any gaps in how those laws are applied to the operations of the refinery. And then they're going to look at, in terms of safety, you know, they're going to do a safety analysis of whether there's anything there and how they were conducting their operations that could be shared as a lesson with the industry as a whole. And it could be another 12 to 18 months before the board issues any kind of report on their investigation. And then you have the OSHA investigation related to worker safety. As we noted before, about 16 people were treated at the hospital for injuries. But, you know, the refinery manager has said all of their workers are accounted for. They've reached out to the families. But still, they're going to be doing an investigation to look at worker safety, and that could take that could last over the next 6 months.
And the refinery had changed hands as recently as, I think, last year. And under the previous owner, do I have this right, there had been some OSHA violations?
Yeah, in 2015, Calumet, the former owner, was fined around $21,000 for emergency response and flammable liquids violations. They were marked as settled, and those problems were noted as resolved, according to OSHA. And the OSHA is saying that it was the only enforcement action taken against the refinery when it was run by Calumet. But then again, Calumet prior was owned by Murphy Oil. So, you know, again, this refinery was built in 1951. It was owned by Murphy Oil from 58 until it was purchased by Calumet in 2011.
As we wrap up, Danny, now that the evacuations are over, apart from the refinery site itself, does it feel like life is back to normal in Superior?
I think people are glad to be returning to their homes. I think there was some concern this morning about whether it was actually safe to do that, and they, the emergency officials here in town were trying to encourage people that, yes, you can go back to your homes. Some feedback that we've gotten from residents in the community is that they feel like the school districts did a good job as far as getting notices out. And parents, you know, took their kids out of school, and things were kind of congested yesterday. But by all accounts, I think people are glad that what happened yesterday wasn't more tragic than what it was.
Danielle, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's WPR reporter Danielle Kading. She's been covering the Husky Oil refinery fire in Superior. She was here to give us the latest details.